Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
From the birthplace of radio's greatest era, live from New York, it's Radio Night Live with Kevin McCullough.
Kevin McCullough, let me start with you.
Huh? The big dog, Kevin McCullough.
Who? Kevin McCullough.
No, who?
Nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
Who? Kevin McCullough?
Kevin McCullough is a nationally syndicated radio host and author of No, He Can't.
What?
How Barack Obama's dismantling hope and change and CEO of Extreme Media.
Oh.
All right, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. Very busy Radio Night Live night tonight. And if you're with us in hour one, you know we're doing a special broadcast. We're trying to encourage my own staff to observe some extreme distancing. We're doing everything we can to do our part to fight the good fight. But we're bringing to you important conversations that I've had over the course of the last week, in which not only were we pursuing a cure, but it appears we found one. It appears we got one to the president. It appears that he has fast-tracked it. And it appears that good news is on the way. Now, that doesn't mean the next 7, 10, 14, 21 days aren't still going to be filled with a lot of heartache and frustration and pain. But I'm excited about where we were. And I want this show to help encourage you. That's why this hour we're going to focus on some of the practicalities. And we're going to talk to General Jack Keane, Kristen B. Tate, Shelley Goldberg, and Joy Pullman all before the hour's out. And start with my conversation with the General, playing off of this observation from the Surgeon General.
There's no magic drug out there right now.
That was Surgeon General Fauci on CNN last night, Anderson Cooper, and I still take exception to him because on this show over the last 4 days, we have given you the blow-by-blow of what hydroxychloroquine and chloroquine have proven in studies that have been conducted in China, South Korea, India, Australia, south of France with the esteemed infectious disease expert, Dr. Raoul. But the president said those words yesterday, and even though Dr. Fauci said that last night, he went on to say that they're going to be able to begin using these in a precipitous manner that's going to be able to help people initially. And friends, I do think that if they can replicate the results of the studies that we have posted on my Twitter feed, you can still go download them and read them for yourself, that we will turn a corner because of this on-the-shelf access to this drug that we've had since, it's been around since 1934, but we used it in 1945 in World War II. We used it in Korea. We used it in Vietnam. Anywhere where malaria was present, we used it in those applications. And even since then, some help with rheumatoid arthritis and some other things. But it's been, they've known it was an antiviral since about the late 1980s, I believe. So anyway, that's the latest on that. We've got a big show. Some of you are going to hear Governor Mike Huckabee back with me today. Some of you will hear Pastor Tim Lucas. We're going to check in with Kaylee McEnany. We're going to talk to Lee Zeldin from the congressional delegation of the state of New York. But starting us out is General Jack Keane. He's a retired four-star general, chairman of the Institute for the Study of War, Fox News senior strategic analyst, and he joins us today from his own quarantine, the place where he's doing his part. He's keeping his rules up. And, General, I was talking with Governor Huckabee earlier in the week, and he said this has been a great opportunity for them as the Huckabee family to have Sarah and the grandkids. They've all quarantined together at the Huckabee kind of, compound, if you will, there in Florida. I'm wondering if you've had extra time with your grandkids. Have you been able to hunker down in one place?
No, I don't have any grandkids. I'm just hunkered down with my wife here. But
I mean,
we're fine. I took her out and walked along the monuments the other day to get some fresh air, some exercise. And you can do stuff like that and maintain distance from people. There's very few people that are out. All the running routes around here, they got people on it, people riding bikes and stuff. So getting exercise, and that's good.
Yeah, you got
to
do that.
To something you just said.
Okay.
everything that we have done so far has been defensive. And now we have an offensive weapon. So I'm a military strategist here. And this offensive weapon is the antiviral hydroxychloroquine that you just mentioned. And it has been successful, not partially successful, successful in a number of countries. And there's a recent paper that just came out of Marseille that indicates that as well. So I do think this offensive weapon, we're not going to fire blanks. I think we're going to hit the target. And I believe we're going to make it, we're going to begin to turn this thing, because the latest report out of Marseille indicates that in 6 days, they take the virus away. 3 days, they...
Yeah, they go from symptomatic to negative on the test. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So that is very promising. And all the other measures certainly have been, you know, largely defensive, and I understand them. I mean, they're prudent measures taken. But we cannot afford to have this economy shut down for a long period of time, because the devastation that'll cause is equal to what the virus is causing. And we've seen that when you've had a poverty-imposed depression back in the late 20s, and what it did to the people in the United States. So it was absolutely devastating.
Yeah.
So, yeah,
well, General, thank you for those kind words. I felt like I was a voice crying in the wilderness for much of the last week, because I think I was the only guy on talk radio that was doing it, but thank you.
Now let's. And we got a lot of hand wringing going on that obviously always comes here, and you know, and people's fear take over, and I understand all of that. But this great country of ours, we got strong science here, we got strong research here, and we also have a very strong healthcare system. You know, when we had the swine flu, so our audience understands this, it came to the United States out of Mexico. We got it in April 2009, our first cases. They applied antiviral right away, and they started to turn the corner. We still had 61 million people get infected, and 12,500 died from it. But from April, when we had the first detection, we went into clinical trials in July. We came out of clinical trials in September with a vaccine, and we were mass producing it by the end of December, 129 million, and that's when Barack Obama took his shot in December. So from April to December, we absolutely turned that whole disease around in that matter of time. This is the United States of America was doing it, and then we gave that vaccine to the rest of the world. Did it, because we had the start of this, as opposed to what happened this time. It started in China, and they infected the entire globe based on their actions and their slowness in responding to this disease.
Yeah, I get that. General Jack Keane is who we're speaking with. And General, this is a war. You know, we talk about how that drug was used during a time of war, but this is a war on an invisible enemy, and it's going to take a toll. We're going to be isolated for much longer than we were after 9/11 from one another, and this is not something that that is necessarily good. I mean, there's nothing good about it for the economy, for any number of things that you can point to, but I'm just curious, do you think that with the strategy that we're on, particularly with the changing to look at available on-the-shelf options now and so forth, are we turning the corner? Are we watching the corner be turned right in front of us?
Well, I think with the availability of hydroxychloroquine and the fact that doctors can file that prescription, and the quantities, from what I'm led to believe, are available,
yeah,
we can begin to apply that to literally thousands of people. We're going to know within a week or so, based on the data that you've already talked about, I just spoke about, whether this is impactful or not, and every
right.
indication we've had is it will be, because I don't think what
right.
we have here is any different than what's going on in these other countries. So that's a major turning point if that turns out to be the case. That'll change the economic outlook. That'll mean that we're not going to have to continue to shut this country down the way we are doing, for months. Certainly it would be a matter of weeks. And yeah,
which is troublesome. Troublesome. Big time. Hey, let me ask you about this. Mayor de Blasio really hammered the president president yesterday because he said that he should be pulling our troops off the border and should be parking them in New York City, and he's very dissatisfied with this. I'm just curious, what role do you think the military should play right now, and is the president using that resource as effectively as he could be?
Well, Mayor de Blasio, through the governor of the state, if they need help from the first responders from the military would be the National Guard. And the governor has control of the National Guard himself. And he can deploy that. To do what? I would imagine, as they are being deployed, the evidence is already there. They're assisting with testing, the drive-through testing. They're also setting up tents where patients can be treated as an augmentation around the hospital. The Corps of Engineers has already deployed to New York City.
All right. General Jack Keane, just giving us an update on not only how the military is practically helping everyday American citizens, but also a reminder that that cure exists. That study out of France is powerful, and the president has fast-tracked the solution. Let's hope that we can get those pills made and get these people well. Kevin McCullough, we continue with our special coronavirus edition, Radio Night Live. Stay with us. Hi, Kevin McCullough. You've heard us talk about the amazing offer that MyPillow is offering you right now, right? Only $34.99 a pillow. That's the lowest price ever offered on radio TV. When you get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for only $69.98, ever since I've been sleeping on my MyPillow, I don't get interrupted sleep anymore. I don't have to worry about folding my pillow in half or stacking up a whole bunch of lifeless pillows underneath it to give me the right support. Comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty, and it's made in the USA. Do you have a pillow that comes with a 10-year warranty? Get a two-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98 right now. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which, again, is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or when you call 800-506-2641. That's 800-506-2641. Promo code KMC. 800-506-2641. And use the promo code KMC. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you-know-where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I got to tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code KMC.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Just listen to what Wayne has to say.
Extendovite. I've been taking it for about 2 years, and I had really bad heart palpitations. And since I've been taking it, I don't have any major episodes at all anymore. I'm 76 years old, and I still play competitive basketball. Well, of course, I've taken care of myself really good since I was 60, but Extendivite really helped the blood pressure, really helped the... I used to get really bad episodes of heart palpitations, just skipping beats and double beats. But also I wanted to tell you that I really appreciate your broadcast. Really refreshing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVice.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
New York, it's Radio Night Live. It's Kevin McCullough. Glad you're with us on these radio stations and Biz TV coast to coast. So thankful to have you with us. Tonight's broadcast is a joint production of Kevin McCullough Radio and Radio Night Live. All of my staff across the board working hard to get this show on the air tonight. One of the things we're trying to do is to help keep you encouraged. So we're going to talk a little finance. We're going to talk a little child involvement and some tips on how to work remotely and not go crazy in the process. Our ladies in the ladies' lounge tonight, Kristen B. Tate, Shelley Goldberg, and Joy Pullman all joining us. And when we spoke with Kristen, she just had some really cogent observations that I felt like were necessary for tonight's conversation.
This was remarkable from the President of the United States. This is a nonpartisan, this is an important thing to note and to applaud from an American standpoint, from a human standpoint.
That's Dana Bash, of all people, from CNN, applauding the president on his handling of the coronavirus crisis. Welcome into Wednesday. It is a very busy news day. We are continuing to follow what I have, in the data that I'm looking at, believe to be the cure for what we're dealing with here. And it was nice to see it acknowledged in the that they're at least looking at it in the president's task force earlier today. And even the Surgeon General last night on Laura Ingraham also saying that if he gets more data, he'll take a deeper look at it, and that data is being produced even as we speak. Here to give us her take on all that is the kind of whole of society approach to how we're dealing with this is Kristen B. Tate, multiple best-selling author, and I want you to buy all of her books and read all of them. The most recent one, of course, dealing with the liberal invasion of red state America, how people move from one part of the country and because they don't like the policies, and then they go somewhere else and they start voting for the same stuff that they just left, which is kind of ironic. But it's published by Regnery and is now available. But Kristen is back with us. Kristen, you're not in the Northeast right now, so what's going on by where you are? If you're home in Texas right now, for example, are you guys quarantining, or is this just another day as usual down there in South Texas?
Well, I'm actually in New Hampshire right now.
Ah, okay, so you are.
But I am, yeah. But my friends down in Texas are self-quarantining just out of an abundance of caution. You know, millennials, I think, are starting to wake up to how serious this is. And, you know, our country needs to take this bitter pill now and just stay home for a few weeks in hopes that it will go away and kind of be over by the summer, because if people don't take it seriously and keep going out, especially young people, they will continue to spread the virus. And that's when I believe we're at a real risk for a recession, which would, of course, be terrible and have all kinds of economic implications. So what I'm seeing is across the country, whether it be my friends in New York or Texas or up here in New Hampshire, they're starting to take it a lot more seriously than they were a week ago, and most people are staying home if they can.
That's got to be good news. Let me just ask you this. The president over the last couple of days, Steve Mnuchin, President Trump, these bailout packages, these relief packages, they're astronomical numbers. There's the idea of mailing everybody a $1,000 check in the country. What's your thought on this kind of, I don't know, seems kind of like old school swamp response to me in many ways, but is there a threat of rationality to it that I'm overlooking?
I've no got to tell you, this whole thing has really exposed to the extent to which so many Americans live above their means. People spend way more money than they should be spending on an outgoing basis. People are not doing their diligence to save money every month. It is ridiculous, Kevin, that this has only been going on for, what, 4 days, 5 days? Things have been shut down and people are saying they can't pay their bills.
Right.
Every American, I don't care how much money you make, if you're making $30,000 or $200,000 a year, should have at least a few thousand dollars saved up for emergencies. We cannot have the government swooping in and giving everybody cash and checks every time a crisis hits. Of course, there's a certain section of the population that's vulnerable and can't work for medical reasons or whatever, and those people we should take care of. But the vast majority of Americans should have savings, and but unfortunately, many don't, and now we're in this situation where the government does have to step in and help. So Trump is doing the best he can given the current circumstances. He's showing some real leadership here, but on a longer-term basis, Americans need to wake up and start being a lot more fiscally responsible at home.
I love what you just said, everything about that, Kristen, and it's true. Live beneath what you bring in each month and set that extra aside so that you're able to have some stuff when needed. And, we don't have a ton in the McCullough house. We live in an expensive area, but we've got enough to get us through these next few weeks. And if necessary, we'll see what happens beyond that. But I am on that bandwagon with you, ma'am. I think that's great. Let me ask you, the president has been highly criticized for supposedly not jumping on this earlier. Now, he did take some action that people criticized him very hard for, shutting down the ports of entry, doing some other things. And I still believe, Kristen, that the reason we have less than 10,000 cases in a country the size of America and less than 150 deaths as we speak is because we took that action nice and early. But they said he didn't produce masks earlier, and he didn't get other things in place, testing kits in place earlier. How do you rate the response thus far on that level?
Let's just be clear. I mean, we both know that no matter what Trump did, the press is going to say he handled it wrong. I mean, the left is just sitting back smiling right now, hoping that this crisis gets worse because they want nothing more than to see Donald Trump fail.
Yeah, but to their credit, Gavin Newsom in California and Andrew Cuomo in New York, two governors
yes,
that I despise.
The governors have been good. Governors have been good. I'm talking about the media, but there
gotcha.
Have been cases of left-wing governors stepping up and doing a great job and working, very, very well with the administration. But Trump has done the best he can do. These are hard decisions. Every time you shut down a port of entry, every time you shut down businesses, it means jobs go away. It means less money in people's pockets. So you have to balance all of the various factors. But at this point, he's shown real leadership. And Kevin, most presidents do deal with at least one major crisis in their time in office. And that the way that they deal with the crisis can really determine whether their approval rating plummets or whether they are remembered as really stepping up and rising to the occasion.
That's really true.
I think we're going to see the latter with President Trump.
Well, for the sake of our country, I pray that you're right. For the sake of all Americans, I pray that you're right, because we need to be successful in our policy and not for political reasons. Kristen B. Tate, author of The Liberal Invasion of Red State America. You read her in The Hill every Sunday, and you see her on News channels throughout the country as well. Kristen, appreciate the analysis today. Thank you.
Always an honor to join the show, Kevin. Thanks.
All right. Gavin McCullough, stay quarantined. Coming right back. Stay quarantined indeed. That's what we're doing. We're staying quarantined. Hope you are as well. Kevin McCullough, when we continue, what are some practical things you can do to help your kids through this rough period? The former parenting expert for New York One, the cable channel here in New York, dedicated on New York News, joins us with some tips for parents on how to make these next few days successful, not merely frustrating. I'm Kevin McCullough. It's New York. It's Radio Night Live. It's you. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Vice President Mike Pence and wife Karen tested for the coronavirus because one of Pence's staff members has tested positive.
If you don't have symptoms, don't do a test. It is another way that the American people can make sure that we are preserving the resources that our healthcare workers need to minister and to support those who are dealing with the coronavirus and other illnesses.
They tested negative for the virus. In the past 24 hours, 793 people have died in Italy. It's not only Italy's deadliest day, but the deadliest day so far. Swamped hospitals could be our new reality, warns Dr. Michael Ryan of the World Health Organization.
This is not normal. This isn't just a bad flu season. These are health systems that are collapsing under the pressure of too many cases.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Welcome back. Kevin McCullough, glad to be with you. Radio Night Live from New York. Every week I speak with parenting expert Shelley Goldberg, who was a parenting reporter for New York One for years. And this week our conversation has turned to how to help our kids through this very restless time. Shelley Goldberg's back with us. And Shelley, I know that Corona is, it's COVID-19 has taken over everything in our lives. In fact, it's put us in solitary confinement. We are isolated from one another now. And I think that's one of the hardest things for me personally, being as social of a person as I am, to deal with. But it's us four no more inside most of our homes these days. But you've got some tips for us today on how to stay kind of emotionally resilient resilient through all of this stuff we're dealing with.
Yes, but before I do, Kevin, I just want to say God love you. You are leading the charge. You are putting such critical information out there. And I thank you from the bottom of my heart.
Thank you.
You're doing wonderful work. Thank you so very much.
We want to keep at it.
Yes, thank you so very much. So there's no question that there's just so much anxiety out there. You know, people are working from home, they're social distancing. I mean, I'm getting millions of phone calls, as I'm sure you are as well. We're isolating ourselves, our kids are home, people are losing their jobs. So with all this uncertainty, our routines are being upended, and all the things that we normally do to de-stress, like going to the gym or meeting someone for happy hour, they disappeared. So I read this fabulous article. I saw it on Drudge. I also saw it in the Washington Post. What psychologists were saying, what were science-based tips rooted in science that would help us with emotional resilience to get through this? And I want to give credit to Dr. Jelena Kekmanovic, who wrote the article. So what were some of the tips for parents and for kids? Mom and dad, accept those negative emotions, the worry, the anxiety, the sadness, the fear. The research says it's better to acknowledge it, talk about it, share it with a friend. Because if you don't, the emotions get stronger and they're going to last longer. You know, it needs somewhere to go. So you want to get it out, and then you want to move on with your life, and you want to soldier on, and you want to be the team leader. But somehow you want to share that a little. Notice how your body feels, you know, when you're tense and when you're anxious. And then it's time to do something about this. Two, create new routines for you. Create new routines for your kids as well. And that doesn't mean sitting around eating 1,000 chocolate chip cookies. It doesn't mean you're going to sit and, what do they call it, when you Netflix binge, you know, you watch a million things on Netflix. You want routines that are meaningful in your life, cooking together, maybe nighttime board games. You're going to do things differently. Exercise is important. Connecting with people is important. You're going to exercise a lot for the most part, unless you're living in a house. You're going to exercise indoors. You're going to look at those wonderful YouTube exercise videos. You're going to connect with people on Skype, you know, or FaceTime. Another thing that you can do that's very important is use this time to teach your kids basic life skills. You know, those things we always want them to learn, Kevin, like balancing a checkbook,
right,
or how to do the laundry, right? This is the time. This is the time you can do that. And your kids need structure. School, the foundation of school is structure. So, you know, you can't just have your kids go running around the house, you know, for 8 hours during a day. It's going to make you crazy. It's going to make them crazy. You really have to set some parameters and really lay the structure down. Maybe it's educational activities for the first couple of hours, and it's reading and looking up historical events and doing some math. You know, then you break for lunch. But create structure in the house so that it mirrors what they're used to in school. Reinventing self-care is very important. If you can't get out and go to restaurants and, you know, and exercise and socialize, you want to make sure you're doing that in another way in the house. I think personally nature is very important, and they bring this up in the article. If you live in a house, it's difficult in the city. It's not certainly recommended in the city if you're living in an apartment, but if you live in a house and you're keeping social distancing, if you have a backyard, just staring at the sky is so restorative, you know, to everyone's health. And keep in mind at the very end, Kevin, that there's positive, wonderful things that are going to come out of this. Because when you talk to people that have gone through very, very difficult things in life, what very often happens is they look at life in a whole new way, and they look at life more fully and clearer, and they have more gratitude. So there are some very positive things that can come out of this for you and your family.
Well, that's the idea, and friends, that's why we're doing this show tonight. Radio Night Live, we're hoping not only to give you the hope for the cure, the race for the cure. If you missed hour one, you got to go back and get it. There is a cure. It's 100% successful in the tests that it's been applied to. And they are hoping to get it to first-line responders and then to doctors and then to the elderly who are most at risk and then to the public at large. But hope's on the way. Coming back, Joy Pullman. Stay with us.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Attention all radio listeners who still need food supplies. If you've thought about the implication of food-related supply chain disruptions and are concerned about the coming quarantines, this will be the most important message you will ever hear. Here's why. In the next few days, all Americans will face extremely hard choices. If we've learned anything from China and Italy, it's that quarantines and enforced lockdowns are just a few days away here in the U.S. Listen, while dehydrated food is becoming scarce, you can still get enough open pollinated heirloom seeds to grow a 1-acre crisis garden. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables in the days ahead may actually be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand the nature of the threat. This could be life-saving. Lockdowns can last from 6 to 8 weeks. Get free bonus seeds. Special quarantine reports too. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
Message and data rates may apply. Individual results vary. Exclusions apply.
Contacts and glasses are such a hassle. I'd love to finally get LASIK, but...
I'm going
to
stop you right there. If you want LASIK, then the LASIK Vision Institute has officially taken away everything standing in your way.
Isn't LASIK expensive?
Not at the LASIK Vision Institute. We're offering dramatically low prices and an absolutely free consultation. See for free if LASIK is right for you by texting DO88 to 350350.
But I'm really busy.
A text only takes seconds, and the LASIK procedure typically only takes 15 minutes. And best of all, most patients can get back to work the following day.
I had no idea.
The LASIK Vision Institute uses the latest FDA-approved LASIK technology that helps the majority of patients achieve 20/20 vision. We've performed over 1.3 million procedures. That's experience you can trust. And we're offering 20% off our already low-cost services.
What's that text again?
Text DO88 to 350350. That's DO88 to 350350 to schedule your free consultation today.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, welcome back. Radio Night Live, our coronavirus special. Race for the cure, surviving the season. It doesn't get harder than working from home. Here's the Federalist, Joy Pullman, joining me this week. It's so funny because I do work from home quite a bit. I have a studio in the house. It's easy for me to do this. It is far less easy for people that have not, you know, already set up their work life that way. But here's the thing. There's a lot of families that have embarked upon this what's called at-home learning. that is really just good old-fashioned homeschooling that homeschoolers have been doing for years. And I get the feeling, maybe pointing at the rest of us, laughing a little bit, saying, ha, 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 it's always so easy for us. At least the quarantine schooling that we've been doing in the McCullough house has not been quite as friction-free as, say, like a normal day. So I thought it would be good to bring in some guidance and some advice for those of you that are dealing with this, maybe for the first time, and kind of having to figure out what you want your priorities to be. And that's where Joy Pullman comes in. She, of course, is the executive editor at The Federalist. She's a happy wife, mom of five. She has done homeschooling in the past. She does a lot of writing about education, and she's penned an article, 14 Strategies for Working from Home Around Children Without Endless Screen Time. Joy, welcome back to Kevin McCullough. Always a pleasure to speak with you. Thanks for taking the time.
Hi there. Thanks for having me.
Now, I love the fact that you added that caveat to the end of the title, 14 Strategies for Working from Home Around Children Without Endless Screen Time. And I've got some friends, maybe mutual friends. I don't know if you know Carol Markowitz, the New York Post. She wrote something up on Twitter this weekend about how she was going to kind of structure her at-home learning. And it seemed like screens were used in some of it. All three of our children, I think, in the send-home directions from their particular classes, have videos that they have to go look up on the internet. But I think that the endless screen time is a problem even with even without coronavirus. I just, when we're at restaurants and stuff, we see families just, you know, turning over an iPad or an iPhone to a kid saying, here, entertain yourself. So what's the key for those moms I just identified, dads that are trying to survive these next week to 2 weeks to month, and they've never done this before?
Well, right. So I've done this for basically all of my adult life. Like you, I've been working from home this whole time. And I don't usually I try to avoid combining kids and childcare because it doesn't work so well.
Sure.
but I mean, you know, there's some situations where you just have to, and this is one of those situations. So I have a couple of tips about that. I mean, and it just depends on, you know, what your family availability and circumstances are. But for example, a tip for little kids, one of my best ones is give them a bath. If you have to give them a bath every single day, leave them in there with some bath toys, sit next to them with your laptop, obviously, so you're making sure they're not drowning, you know, and just let them have their play in their bathtub as long as they want. You know, that one is a favorite one in our house. Another one is if you have a range of kid ages, it works really well to pair the older kids and the younger kids. So, and of course, it depends. Some older, younger siblings or some sibling pairs don't get along very well. This won't work for them. But in my house, you know, my oldest two kids just love our two-year-olds. So one of my strategies, if I just need a pinch hit, is to say, you know, how about you play with the two-year-old, you know, play with the cooking set for the next half hour, or, you know, take her upstairs and play with your dollies, you know, whatever the case may be. That also is very helpful. And one kind of, I mean, so two broader strategies is I really think you need to sit down and brainstorm it and come up with your schedule for, you know, what your family life is going to look like.
Right.
Post it on the fridge and talk with your kids about it. And one of the recommendations I have for that schedule is that you try to do what I just call it for myself, chunking. So that means trying to do you know, things not distracted. 15 minutes here on your computer, 15 minutes with your kids, you know, going between the two constantly. It's not just me. I know from brain research, for example, about screens, that this kind of distracted work, it really makes you do worse work and it hurts your brain. So, you know, I recommend that you rotate between working and kids in as large of attention time chunks as you can get. 45 minutes to an hour is great. 2 hours is even better. So I would try to kind of, you know, again, not do both at once, but try to rotate. Okay, for this 45 minutes, big kid one is taking the toddler and I'm working, you know, and for the next 45 minutes, big kid two is taking the toddler while big kid one's doing some homework and I'm working. And then we're all going to get together and we're going to go for a walk, you know, so that kind of thing.
Yeah. Well,
and,
so in our house with the lesson plans have kind of come from the schools themselves, and that's been actually helpful because there's been a bit of a schedule schedule where they've tried to make the whole school day kind of happen between an 8:30 check-in and attendance taking online to about a 12:00, 12:30 finish time.
Uh-huh.
But in their in those schedules, not only do they have their four or five assignments for each section, but then there's also some times where yesterday, at least on the first day we tried it, we were able to take a yoga break midway through the morning and move the furniture out in the living room and put on the cosmic kids yoga from Netflix or whatever it was, and then they got to, even in an enclosed environment, get some exercise and some blood coursing through the limbs, and it kind of took them out of the hard study moment for a little bit, and then they were able to go back and finish the rest of what they had to do.
Yes, that's very helpful. That kind of also, you know, something that works with the kids as well as for working times is sometimes just rotating from one subject to the other, you know, or one task to another is as good as taking a break. You know, so that's a way to help you kind of, you know, get more done. But just rotating between the things in, you know, 20 to 45 minute increments, depending again on your attention time and how big your kids are.
You talk about in your article about developing the kids' repertoire of games. I didn't even know, Joy, that people still play games like this. I'm being facetious on some level, but our kids do enjoy like a good game of Uno, or that we have some other stuff. But they do like that, and that is a good way to also break up the monotony, if that's the word, of just doing constant schoolwork while being able to keep them engaged and occupied, because that's the key to it, right? Keeping them busy, keeping them on schedule, and doing and using the time to their advantage to be productive.
And for me, for us as a family, games as a non-screen game, so like board games, table games, outside games, are a way for us to connect with each other and build our relationships.
Right.
And this is what a great time to do that. You know, to spend, if you're spending time with your family, it might as well be positive time. and your kids, you know, learn to rely on you, and that, mom's not going to crush me, you know, when I'm in a vulnerable spot on this game. She loves me. But Dad will, so I got to watch out for him. You know, those sort of dynamics are really a way to have a positive, you know, time spending while a lot of people are having to spend time indoors.
Friends, you got to go read it. We're going to post it up with the links to these quotes and podcasts. But 14 strategies for working from home around children without endless screen time. Joy Pullman, thank you as always. And coming back, my final thoughts tonight before we depart. Hi, Kevin McCullough. I've got the absolute day from you know where today. I've got to be going from early this morning until late tonight, and I was up fretting about it at 3 a.m. Like, that's how busy my day is today. But I gotta tell you, I'm not too worried about getting sick, and I used to get sick regularly when I would overdo it on schedule and stress. Part of the reason, the main reason, is because I know I'm getting the right nutrition. See, I take Balance of Nature, and that means 10 servings of 31 different fruits and veggies in 3 little fruit and 3 little vegetable capsules every single day. Fruits and veggies have changed my life. My skin looks better, I've got tons of energy, and I don't get sick anymore. It's time to improve the quality of your life. For a limited time, I've got a great offer for you. 25% off, plus free shipping. That's 25% off, plus free shipping. But you got to call now. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. 800-246-8751. Or just online at balanceofnature.com. The discount code, KMC.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
All right, Radio Night Live, Kevin McCullough, glad to have you with us. So much ground that we've covered tonight. We heard from the researcher that basically turned us on to the cure. It's a drug that we've had since 1945. And if you want your doctor to read the research studies that have been done, I've got them linked on my Twitter feed, at KMC Radio, on Twitter, at KMC Radio, Kevin McCullough. The French study and the earlier studies are both linked there. We also heard from Congressman Peter King, who reported on the Congress personnel that have come down with the virus. Kelsey Bowler gave us some feedback on how the Independent Women's Forum is reacting to this. And then in this hour, some more practical stuff. General Jack Keane was with us talking about the military's role and how they're going to be playing a big role in the days to come, helping the states get the testing and the cure to the people that they need. Kristen B. Tate, Shelley Goldberg, Joy Pullman, all giving us practical help as well. Whether it be finances, helping manage our kids, or helping manage ourselves in how to work from home, since so many of us are having to do that remotely. I wanted it to be as practical as possible, and I'm glad we were able to bring you all of those conversations. You know, when you mix up the game a little bit of life, and you turn things kind of topsy-turvy, which I don't think anyone can argue, this week has been anything but normal. You kind of start to learn stuff about yourself. You know, for our family, it's been a mixture. My kids have been sometimes more happy that they don't have to be out the door first thing in the morning, off to school. But my son, who really loves school, it's been a hard time for him. He misses his friends. He misses interacting with the teachers and having that kind of social interaction. And we don't want to see the rest of the school year canceled. And yet in some states, that's already happened. So there's a lot to be, I guess, naturally concerned about. There's a lot, if you're at all concerned about the welfare of our country, to be concerned about in terms of how politics will manipulate what's happened here. The interesting thing about this is the president's approval rating is higher than it's ever been. ABC News reported 55% yesterday, and from just a month previous, it was inverted. He had been 43%, 55% disapproval. He was at 55% approval, 43% disapproval. But I think that has to do with the fact that he's taken a strong lead and stood there in those task force briefings each day, giving us the information and helping us to know that they're doing all that they can. And they're not necessarily doing it by the old ways. They said, hey, let's look at how we can do it. We don't have to develop a new vaccine. Maybe we've got a drug on the shelf that's already working, as we've discussed at length tonight. So don't forget, if you have corona, if you're concerned about it, you can ask your doctor about chloroquine or hydroxychloroquine. Anyway, I'm Kevin McCullough. I wish we didn't have to do shows like this. I miss you guys. I miss seeing your faces through the TV. But hopefully we'll be back real soon. I'm Kevin McCullough. Thank you to Nick Riccio, Ivan Quinones, Alex Garrett, and more. See you next time.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of My Pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.